All set.
Okay, Hannah. Meeting.
All right, go for it. Thank you, everyone, for coming in. Thank you for joining us. We will do a roll call, and of course, Brian will assist me. He will run down the names, and you need to announce yourself, present, and then we will begin.
Thank you, Hannah. So this is Brian. And I just want to acknowledge that we do have, through Zoom, I believe, we have interpreters, and we also have CART through that medium. And we have interpreters that are on this phone line. So as we speak, the interpreters are then communicating with the individuals that are on the Zoom call. So it's very important that we all speak slow enough to allow the interpreters the opportunity to hear what we're saying on the phone and then communicate that to the people that are through the Zoom call. So for purposes of attendance, the easiest way for us to know who's participating is for me to read the names of the people that I have on the roster. And if you are present, just say here or say present, and then I will note on the roster that you're present. Then I will confirm for our chair that we indeed have a quorum so that votes could be taken. After I get through the names of the people that I show on the roster, I will ask if there's anybody else on the call so that I can identify you. And I may need you to spell your name if it's not something I can clearly hear or correctly assume the spelling of. So that's how we're going to proceed. The first name I'm going to call, and I heard her introduce herself, so I believe she is on the call, is Tara Brown Olovic.
Present.
Barbara Clunan.
Present.
Lisa Flaherty Vaughn.
Yes, I'm here.
Still Fowler. Heidi Panier.
Here, present.
Okay. Mary John. Crystal Kelly.
Present.
Eric Krangle.
Here.
Christopher Lassen.
Here.
Tracy Lucelli. Sandra Miles.
Present.
Kathy Morgan.
Present.
Emily Morgante. Karen Olson.
Present.
Okay, just so the record notes, Karen is here as the representative for the New England Center since Tracy is not here. So I'm marking you as present and voting. Sue Pedersen.
Here.
Wayne Seidel. Jesse Stanley.
Here.
Al Sylvester.
Present.
I'm here. Anna Tyler is here. Margie Santa.
Here.
Muriel Papara. Alan Dunsberg.
Present. Here.
Yeah, okay, got it. Andrew Norton.
Here.
Okay. Lisa Tangway.
Present.
Is there anyone else on the call whose name I did not call?
Jesse's saying spotlight the interpreter.
Okay.
I forgot. It's my fault, he said. I forgot to switch.
Sorry. So, is there anyone else who is on the call or on Zoom whose name I have not stated?
I am. Alvin is raising his hand.
I'm sorry, what is your name?
Alvin Chege.
Can you spell your first name, please?
Hello, I am Alvin, A-L-V-I-N, last name C-H-E-G-E.
Last name again, please.
C-H-E-G-E.
C-H-E-G-E. And you're from Cannes?
No. You're from us.
No. I'm working at the Department of Rehab Services.
Okay.
This is Andrew. Alvin is filling the new position created in support of the legislature to help funnel and organize our services to people who are deaf more.
I got it. Okay. Thank you for that. Is there anybody else?
Problem.
I'm sorry, what?
No problem. You're welcome.
Okay. I will conclude that we now have everybody on the call, and bear with me, everyone, for one moment so I can confirm we have a quorum. One, two, three, four, five, six, oh, I'm sorry. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. You have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Excellent. Okay, so we will move on. The first thing we are going to look over, hopefully everyone has been able to and can do right now, we will review old business and approve of the minutes from July 28th. So we'll take a couple of minutes to review that.
Move adoption.
Pardon?
Move adoption.
What?
You have to make a motion before you can discuss. Excuse me.
Oh.
That was Alan? Is that Alan?
That's Al.
Al?
Yes.
Thank you.
Need a second.
You need a second.
Okay, excellent.
Well, no, we need a second. Who's second?
I'll second. Eric Pringle, I'll second.
Okay.
Great. Okay, fabulous. We can move on now to update on death? Pardon?
No, you need for folks, you have a motion and a second, you need a vote.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, everyone, we will vote. Everyone in approval? In favor?
Aye.
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 Aye, Sandy.
Aye. Erica. Jesse. Aye, aye.
Barbara.
Aye.
Jesse.
Heidi.
Okay, anyone against? And anyone abstaining? All right, we may move on. Now we go to update on deafblind technology program.
So this is Chris. Muriel Aparo could not be at today's meeting from the Access Through Technology program, but she did report that there has been no change in utilization since her report for the fourth quarter of state fiscal year 2020. So I would refer everyone to a report that Muriel had provided for our review at our last meeting. Lisa Tangway sent this out again yesterday at 12:21. It's under the email entitled Access Through Technology Report Attached. And so the attachment is Muriel's report that we had last for our consideration at the last meeting. And I invite you all to refer to that. All the utilization is the same, and as we enter the current state fiscal year, Connecticut has been allocated $123,603 for this current year, and no new clients have requested or been given services or devices in the first quarter of this year.
Okay. So, Chris, you're saying, I'm looking at the quarter four, Access to Technology, third year. You're saying there was another after that attachment?
No, that is the attachment that Lisa sent out again yesterday.
I see.
And when we asked Muriel if she had a new update for us for this meeting, she said that no, that still is the latest report.
Okay, great.
Any questions on that?
Okay.
This is Al. I do have a question. I may have asked this before, so I apologize. Are we doing some form of community outreach so that we can get to people who need technology without necessarily waiting for them to get in touch with us?
Good question.
I would say, this is Chris again, and Margie Santos is our new social worker who is working with almost all of our clients with deaf blindness, and they are all aware of
talking, and all of a sudden it went silent. Was this audible? Because you had the door closed, I wasn't hearing it.
Let's see.
So I don't know, you could hear, you're taping, right?
Yeah.
There's no sound, okay. Something happened.
Yep, something went wacky. Okay, thanks.
I just texted Brian.